Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a great Tuesday. And, of course, it's time for the pretty, all things beautiful, the celebrity with celebrity makeup artist and stylist, Kim Lee. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mel. How are you?
Oh, no, we had snow and some other things going on, but we back in the saddle.
We're back in the saddle between the snow and the Grammys and the Oscars. And so many events that I've attended, but I'm so glad to be back and glad to be back on the radio with you guys. And I definitely, in my travels, I've talked to a lot of women who are actually over 50.
Yeah.
And had an opportunity to, you know, kind of get into their heads. And all of them have the same questions, like, Kim, what's going on with my skin? I want my skin to glow and look fabulous. So I have a few myths that I want to dispel with the listeners. Now, gentlemen, if you're listening, definitely I want you to tune in. I want you to take notes because skin is skin. Now, women, yes, we do take a little more of a beat up because we are applying makeup. But, men, you can definitely take advantage of some of these tips and tricks as well. So let's get right into it. Now, first myth is skin needs multiple products and a rigid day and night routine to work. Not true. Totally wrong. You definitely don't need multiple products to treat aging skin. You just need the right quality ingredients to treat aging skin, and it's very important that you are using products and gravitate to products that have vitamin A, vitamin C, and peptides. And why you want to do that is because these key ingredients are going to help get your skin back on track, and they're going to help it to glow and help your skin to look soft. Also, alpha hydroxys and glycolics are going to actually help the skin as well. You want to make sure that you're just using products that are going to deal with your concerns. So if you have concerns with aging or spots, get products that have that in it. Or products that are going to have ingredients that are going to help to alleviate that. Or if you have problems with, you know, dark circles or puffiness, just get products that lend themselves to that. You don't need a whole bunch of stuff just to say, I got a great skincare regimen, and you're spending lots of money that you don't need to spend.
Right,
now,
right.
Now, let's go to myth number two, that after a certain age, you shouldn't wear powdered makeup. I don't agree with that. You're definitely going to need to set your makeup. Now, I know women are like, but and when I put too much powder on, it really makes my skin look old and cracky and aging. You are the person that definitely needs to gravitate to products that have mineral in them. So any kind of mineral makeup is going to actually work better. Natural minerals work really well with the oils in the skin to create a soft, youthful look. And Max Mineral Skin Finish powder I really, really love because it actually has light reflective qualities, and those qualities really help the skin to look and glow very, very beautifully. So those are two of the myths that I wanted to dispel. We're going to get back into it next week. But guess what? Speaking of next week, Mel, guess where I will be?
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Greensboro.
Oh, my God. That's right up the street. That's right up the street.
Yes, I'm so excited about it. I'm going to actually be at the Beautiful Women Inside and Out Conference. It is going to be held next Saturday, March 29th. If you want more information, you can go right to www.beautifulwomeninsideandout. It is spelled just the way I said it, beautifulwomeninsideandout.com. We have a celebrity hairstylist that's going to be talking about protecting your crown. We have an esthetician who's going to be talking about wellness and rejuvenation. We have a celebrity trainer, then myself. It is so action-packed. The women have to take advantage of this conference. I would love to see the listeners. I always get great emails, but I would love to actually talk.
I'm going to catch Kim while you can because, like she said, she's been at it all, the Grammys, the Oscars, and she's not playing with it. So this is your chance to catch her in Greensboro next weekend. And, of course, you can catch her every Tuesday right here on The Pretty All Things Beautiful on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.